You are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins has now been back a full week after some time out in Park City, Utah, for the Sundance Film Festival, and some very exciting news on a couple of different fronts. Comes back with Russ Collins. How are you this morning?
Good. Yes, we have a big movie that's coming up, and I was honored by my peers in a surprised kind of way.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about this. Now, something is now named and will be forevermore named, at least for our lifetimes, the Russ Collins Distinguished Service Award. Now, this is an award that recognizes an outstanding individual working in community-based, mission-driven cinema exhibition who has contributed to their local community and or to the national art house community in significant and innovative ways. Now, that is a bold statement. That is a bold contribution. It is most appropriate that this award will be named after you, and you are, of course, its first recipient.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you, and
congratulations
to the Michigan Theater, its board, its staff, for making a difference in the community.
Yeah, well, thanks to the Michigan Theater board is completely apropos, because if it hadn't been for their willingness to support not only the growth, the endemic growth of the Michigan Theater and go out there and fundraise and do the restoration and move along with the programs the way that we've moved along, it just wouldn't happen. And if they hadn't decided to allow us to create and grow this national movement, which is called the Art House Convergence, then that wouldn't have happened either. So I'm a very lucky guy to be working with peers that from all over the country that have encouraged the growth of this organization. We had our 10th, I think the reason that they did this, it was the 10th Art House Convergence.
It started with just about 30 people showing up to have this conversation. And now it's over 650, and it's moving an entire industry forward.
Yeah, it's over 2,000% growth. Yeah. That was pretty fun. So
that's good
anyway,
by all metrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
How is it manifested? Do you have a statue? Is there a trophy of some sort? What exactly constitutes the Russ Collins Distinguished Service Award?
They handed me an award that has that title on it.
And that's great.
I think they used Russell B. Collins, which is my official legal name. But yeah, it was one of my
to
other.
Come, somebody else is going
that's
to carry
right.
that with
next
them.
Next year, somebody else will have to be inflicted with my name. the other award that was given out was to Ira Deutschman, who, quite coincidentally, he's an icon in the indie film world, and he's helped market and distribute such films as My Own Private Idaho and Robert Altman's The Player, Stop Making Sense, the Jonathan Demme documentary on Talking Heads, Steve James Hoop's Dreams, All I Want to Do by Sarah Kernochin, and about 100 other films. And this guy's amazing, congenial, smart guy. He's a professor at Columbia University in New York, but he donated his archives to the University of Michigan. And I don't even think the people that nominated him for this award knew that. So there's a lot of really nice Ann Arbor connections.
Yeah, that's great. That's
to the Art
great.
House Convergence.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, and the movie that comes back with you from Sundance is called Wilson.
That's right. It's this is tomorrow at 8:00. So if you don't have tickets,
one time showing.
Special, prices are a little bit more expensive, but it stars. It's based on a graphic novel by Daniel Clowes, who also did Ghost World, which Terry Zwigoff directed and was a big hit a few years
that was
ago,
based
16
on a
years
novel
ago
or something.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. By Daniel Clowes, who also did a graphic novel called Wilson, and he did the screenplay for this. And the
gotcha.
Director, Craig Johnson, directed The Skeleton Twins, which was a big hit at the Cinetopia Festival a couple of years ago. So really nice pedigree. And Woody Harrelson plays this, the best way to describe it is an amiable misanthrope, which are obviously contradictory terms.
Right.
But, he kind of...
And yet it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, you can just see that character being played by Woody Harrelson, and he does a good job. And, he doesn't have any friends, and he lives with his and lived and took care of his father, but his father died just before the movie started, the plot of the movie started. And then his best friend moves out of town, and he's really just kind of you know, alone in the world in a lot of profound ways. He tries to he finds out his ex-wife has moved back into town, played by Laura Dern, and again, a really wonderful performance. And he finds out that they have a daughter that was given up for adoption that he didn't know about, who's a teenager now. So they get together, I mean, in a very elliptical way. This whole movie is very elliptical. And they have this kind of unexpected, deranged Erzat clan of a family for a very brief period of time. And then various other kind of elliptical things happen, including he ends up in jail. And he's just not the kind of person you would expect to end up in
but
jail.
This is a one-time show. It sounds like an absolutely fascinating
fun.
Movie.
It's fun.
I'm sure it'll come back around at some point, but for now, only one showing.
That's right. And it's, again, the special screening tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So go check it out. You can get tickets online or just come to the door, but we suggest that you get them in advance. It's reserved seats.
What is opening downtown?
So on Sunday, we're opening Neruda, which is a film about the Nobel Prize-winning Chilean poet, but it's a narrative film and kind
Pablo
of a
Neruda,
fantasy.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And Gabriel Garcia Bernal plays an inspector who's trying to hunt down this Neruda, this poet, and it's comic and also political commentary to a certain degree. New York Times liked it a lot. Says for anyone who believes that poetry and democracy spring from the same source and provoke the same kind of enemy. So
are you holding on to your Oscar nominee movies for another week or so?
We are. So La La Land and. Jackie and Manchester by the Sea are going to be around. Now, next week, we open a couple of new movies, Elle, which was nominated for a lot of Academy Awards, and the Oscar Shorts, which are all the Academy Award-nominated shorts, are going to start playing next week. So those of you who have seen all the films that we've done, and also make sure you go to the Kubo series that we're doing, which is on Mondays at 7 o'clock. It's the Japanese noir, and this week it's A Colt is My Passport, which is a Japanese film, but it uses American stylization to create this really interesting film.
Now, there is a movie that I am desperately wanting to see, and it's going to start next Friday. We'll talk about it in detail next week, but it's called I'm Not Your Negro. And
it starts on the 24th.
On the 24th.
Yeah. But yes, it's nominated for an Academy Award, and it's about James Baldwin. But
we will be talking about that, and I can't
absolutely.
Wait to explore that in more detail for you. There's a couple of movies opening up at the multiplexes as well this week, and I'm not sure exactly how to feel about them all.
Yeah, well, Rings is the a sequel to the Ring horror franchise, and so if you like
it's
that...
It's been very popular,
Go check it out. There's another film. It's a youth film about this... baby that's born in space on the way to colonize Mars. And so this 16 years later, the 16-year-old has only lived on Mars. He learns about the Earth from the other 14 people that he's living with, and they bring him back to Earth. And so you've got this literally Martian teenager trying
Who's
to make
to
a life.
Say it hasn't already happened.
Yeah, and there's no internet reviews on it. So, but the comedian stars Robert De Niro as an aging comic icon. He had a big TV hit, and but you know, the film actually, although it's got a great pedigree, Danny DeVito, Patti LuPone, Leslie Mann are all in this. Harvey Keitel.
That's quite a cast.
It's got a great cast. It should work really well, but the initial reviews are not that great. So
you know,
anyway,
I should never doubt Robert De Niro, but as a comic force. That might be a stretch of Robert De Niro.
He did a great film with Jerry Lewis where he played a comedian or wannabe comedian that tries to force his way.
It's right.
Like, Ta-ta from Sundance, Ta-ta from Hollywood, and we hope to see everybody at Wilson tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for again joining us for Cinema Chat. It's a regular Thursday feature on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 40 years of jazz.